Want to talk about something serious, though.
Okay. We don't want to be too serious.
Yeah, we do. Okay. This is a serious matter because all of us have basically been put on the firing range and allowed to be shot at, we didn't even know about it. Our sheriff, Neil Godfrey, hired his son back a year and a half, back in 2014. It's one of his first acts after being elected sheriff. And I opposed that then, it turns out I was right. The North Carolina state legislature or law prohibits a sheriff from hiring his son or other blood relative, direct blood relative. And the reason for that is it's just not a good idea. It gives them godlike status within the sheriff's department. But there is a workaround by the state legislature. They said if the sheriff goes to the Moore County the Board of Commissioners, in this case to Moore County, and seeks permission and is granted permission, then he can hire a blood relative. And the purpose of that law was in case your blood relative possessed some talent that would be beneficial to the county, such as, let's suppose they had multiple years as a great investigator in another municipality that could be useful for us. That would be one thing. Or they had maybe some technical skills such as computer or whatever that could be useful. That'd be another reason. But in this case, his son was just had graduated Sand Hills, what they call the BLET course, BLET, the Basic Law Enforcement Training Course, at Sand Hills. He possessed no great skills. And he just said to the council, and I pretty much can quote it here, that he'll make a great sheriff and I'd like to hire him. A great deputy and I'd like to put him to work or something to that effect. And the Board of Commissioners, because I asked them later why they didn't ask any questions, took a vote and said aye. And I said, why didn't you ask any questions? And they basically said, we don't want to micromanage our sheriff. Now, the problem is the sheriff didn't tell them of the problems that his son has had. And I'm not going to mention the son's name here because this is on the sheriff. This isn't on the son. Although the son should have had enough judgment not to even seek the job. But his son has an alcohol problem. He first had the alcohol problem when he was a minor because he was drinking underage, was cited for it. That was dismissed in Moore County Court. Wonder how that happened. Anyway, he was cited for underage drinking of a malt liquor, that's beer, in Pitt County. He was cited for driving while impaired in Mecklenburg County, ultimately lost his driver's license for it. In other words, DUI or DWI, however you want to look at it. So he knew he had a drinking problem. The sheriff, with his own money, put a breath lock in his son's car. Breath lock means you got to blow clean air through the tube before your car will start. So it's not like he didn't know about his son's drinking problem. Hang on, it gets a lot worse, my friends. Then on February 29th, 2016, back to March 23rd, 2015. His son got up one morning, put on his uniform, strapped on his gun, and pinned on his badge, and went to work in your patrol car drunk. His shift commander noticed that something was wrong, went and investigated, had him meet him, and realized that he was drunk. Made him park his car, took him home to sleep it off. Approximately 2 days later, shift commander was fired on a technicality. A little cover-up going on. Then, this past Monday, February 29th, the sheriff's son went to the hospital, First Health, right up the street from us here, to take custody of a mental patient for transport. The nurse, being trained in medicine, realized the sheriff's son was drunk when he came into the hospital to pick up the patient and refused to turn the patient over to him. She called the sheriff's department and told him to send a sober deputy to come pick up the patient and send another one to come pick up their drunk deputy. Well, both two deputies show up, one to transport the prisoner, one to sneak the son out of the hospital and back home. The son yesterday, or two, it was Wednesday, resigned his position with the sheriff's department. Well, he should. But you know, ladies and gentlemen, this went way too far, about a year and a half too far. He should, A, have never hired his son. The only reason he did was because he knew he couldn't pass any vetting process with anyone else because of his past history with alcohol. He even took his son, ladies and gentlemen, prior to hiring him and sent him all the way to West Hollywood, California to go to an alcohol rehab. But yet he hired him anyway. This is the judgment that our sheriff puts forth. Now, I know the sheriff loves his son. I know he loves him unconditionally, and he should. And he should love him with all his heart. But he should not put each and every one of us in danger by giving a badge and a gun and a power of arrest over us in a patrol car to someone with alcohol problem. And he knew he had it, knew he was still had it. I know he was hoping for the best. But being a deputy is not a place you experiment. People can get killed. Fellow deputies' lives are on the line. If your partner's drunk and can't perform, you can get killed. And if he's out there making wrong calls, you can get killed. Or hit with a car. Or worse yet, kill himself. The pressures of a law enforcement person is enormous enough. It's enough to drive a sober man to drink. And he puts an alcoholic in there knowingly? This is not only bad judgment, it's bad police work. And shame on you, Sheriff, for putting every one of us on the firing line for your son to take target practice with us, with our lives. You, my friend, owe us an apology.